So each March, there is a National Women's History Month celebrated, and it's a chance to recognize women's varied and often under-recognized accomplishments throughout history, and it's celebrated with television specials, political speeches, classroom learning initiatives, and social media posts intended to honor the special woman in one's life. But why is it in March? So a common myth holds that Women's History Month is spot in March, reference a strike held by New York City's female garment workers on March 8, 1857. Can you believe that? It's so like almost over 200 years ago, and women started fighting for their rights 200 years ago, and there's still so much room for improvement and so much that needs to be changed, and that's why we need to continue fighting for our rights and for women's rights and gender equality, because there's so much stuff that's left behind and so many people that are left behind, and that's why we should keep talking about it, because when you start talking about it, then we can make a change. So talking about it and then take action to actually change something, and that's why I love being on the radio, because you can talk about things and inspire people to take action. So you can start to take action by talking about it and by making people to do something good for their environment and for example for gender equality, because this year theme of the International Women's Day, not the month, is actually embrace equity. So for the International Women's Day, which is happening on March 8th again next Wednesday, it's hashtag embrace equity, and equity isn't just a nice to have, it's a must have. A focus on gender equity needs to be part of every society's DNA, and it's critical to understand the difference between equity and equality. And the aim of the International Women's Day 2023 is hashtag embrace equity campaign. Theme is to get the world talking about why equal opportunities aren't enough. People start from different places, so true inclusion and belonging require equitable action. And I want to quote now, because I saw this quote and I found it really interesting and I found it really inspiring. So it said, forging gender equity isn't limited to women solely fighting the good fight. Allies are incredibly important for the social, economic, cultural, and political advancement. And that's why I wanted to quote that, because it's so important that not only women fight for their rights, but also that men or other self-identifying person actually support the women and supporting them by fighting for their rights and for equity. So we should embrace equity, and that's why I love this year theme, as well as the Women's History Month. So I already told you about it, but I want to go into more detail about what is happening. So I went through the timeline about the greatest events in the past that women did for fighting for their rights and big changes that were made, and I wrote some of the dates down, and with that I don't mean that the other dates or other events aren't important, they're all equally important, but these dates stood out to me the most, and I found it really interesting, and some of them are even really shocking, and I was so sad about one thing and one date, or not sad, it's a good thing, but I was shocked. Like, sad is the wrong term. I mean, like, I was shocked, but yeah, and I was confused, because it's not actually long ago, but I want to go now to the events that stood out to me most. So in 1645, Jean Mons was the founder of Canada's first hospital. In 1867, the first woman a physician to practice in Canada. And 1897, the first woman a lawyer, Clara Brett Month, started working. 1903, Emma Baker was the first PhD, or got the first PhD from a Canadian university. In 1916, the woman in Manitoba got the right to vote, but only in Manitoba. You have to imagine that, 1916. And now we're coming to an event that shocked me, because in 1929, the women were declared as persons And I was shocked by that because before that, like, how were the women treated if they weren't treated as persons? Like, I mean, what in the world are we talking about, like, as persons? So that's so shocking. And that shocked me, really. And it happened in 1929, so almost a little bit less than 100 years ago. And that's so, so shocking, like, that then women were declared as persons. But how were they declared, like, before? Like, animals? This is so, like, what in the world were the people thinking of not declaring women as persons? Like, I mean, we are all equal. And that shocked me really, really much. So, yeah, that's what I talked about earlier. And I thought it was crazy because it's, as I said, almost 100 years ago. So it's not that long ago if you think about it. And it's crazy. I don't want to know, like, how the women were treated before that. And that's so crazy. But that's why I think that's so important to talk about Women's History Month, because otherwise people would not be aware of that and that it was, like, 100 years ago, so pretty recently. And it is crazy, and that's why we need to talk about it or continue talking about it, because it's so important that the people should know about that stuff that were happening in the past to make the future better. And yeah, anyways, in 1954, Elise Conant was the first female chief of a First Nation community, and that was also really interesting to me how different cultures treat women differently. And yeah, that L.C. Knott was the first person that was a leader of a First Nation community. So really interesting. In 1960s, all the Canadian women were given the right to vote. In 1960, which is, let me think, almost 60. Oh, it's over 60 years ago. So yeah, that's crazy. 63 years ago, and the woman got the right to vote, which is, wow, which is crazy if you think about it. And yeah, that's what I like talking about women's history, because otherwise I wouldn't be aware of that. The woman got the right to vote in 1960. I mean, for me now, it's normal. And I was shocked that they were not allowed to vote. And I cannot imagine this happening right now in the present. But in the past, it was a huge thing. And it's so crazy. But as I already said, we need to speak about that so that the future can change, because not in every country women are allowed to vote. So still, and we are in 2023. So I'm only talking about Canada, not about the present or all about the dates all around the world. So that's why it's so important to talk about these things, because there's still things that are going on, and these are not things of the past. It's that these are the things of the present, which we should focus to. And yeah, in 1993, Jean Augustine was the first Black Canadian woman that was elected for the House of Commons. In 1993, Kim Campbell was the first female Prime Minister of Canada. And I'm now going from 1996 till the present. So 1996, the sexual orientation was added to the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. In 2001, the Canadian Human Rights Commission recommends a pay equity system. In 2001, a task force to address pay equity was appointed. 2004, the Standing Committee on the Status of Women was established. In 2005, the same-sex marriage became legal nationwide. In 2009, Josie Court's first woman to command a major Canadian warship. In 2012, Canada leads a successful international campaign at the United Nations to establish the International Day of the Girl. In 2015, the first gender-balanced cabinet of Canada history was announced. And in 2015, which is a very important event that happened, was the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls was launched. So since then, we have this recognition day for the murdered Indigenous women and girls, but only since 2015, so about 8 years ago. In 2017, the gender oppression and gender identity were added to the Canadian Human Rights. And in 2017 as well, Canada took action against gender-based violence. In 2019, Karen, Gen Z first ever Canada's Pay Equity Commissar. And in 2019 as well, the final report of the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls was released. I can only add to that that these are only facts that I found on the public website for Women's History Day by the Government of Canada. So there, I think there are even more events that happened, but these are not on the this website, I guess. So we still have so many stories that aren't told. So that's why I would love to go into more detail, into more research about that, and speak with different women about their history and their ancestors' history, also from different cultures and different perspectives, to have a better lens on things, which is important because you should give every woman a voice, or every person that's identified as a woman should have a voice to speak up and speak about their story. So that's so important that we're talking about that, and that's why I'm so excited for next week, because on Monday I will have two interviews with Jasmine and Jen about the march that's happening on Sunday again from 12 to 4 p.m. for the International Women's Day. It's on Sunday so that more people can participate. So use your chance and yeah, go for the march if you want to speak up for the women's rights and to embrace equity, because this is this year's theme. And I will all link the information again on our website cedarsf.ca, and also check out our Instagram for news, because next week it's going to be amazing, because on Wednesday we will host a show on Intravenous for International Women's Day, and I'm so excited for that. And I think Pranjali, my co-host, is also very excited for that too. We always have so much to talk about. And yeah, I'm very excited for that. So stay tuned for that and check out all of the website I just talked about, because it's also important to educate yourself before taking action. And that's what I learned. Taking action doesn't only mean to actually stand up and speak up, but only and also like educate yourself. It's also really important. This is also a big thing that we should be aware of. So yeah, I hope you have a better view on the things now, and also a better view and more details about Women's History Month, because it's such an important month, and I will continue talking about it throughout this month of March, because it's so important. Like every month something different is happening. So last month we had Black History Month, which is also so important, and we shouldn't deny history. History influence our past, influence our present and our future, so we should be aware of the past, to live in the past and to look on the future. That's what I can say about that. So I will stop talking now, and I will play you another song from a very powerful woman. I love her so much. I'm so sad that I can't get concert tickets. Her name is Soccer Mommy, and the song is called Don't Ask Me. It's Life, so Life song, and I'm really excited. I love Soccer Mommy. I don't know. I get the feeling that she's really like powerful. She has a powerful voice, and yeah, I just love the song. So please enjoy now. Soccer Mommy with Don't Ask Me.
but you're busy hunting down a booty call. Hate it how you ignore me. Like for a weekend, but then pretend nothing happened. Is that so? Cause I asked to come over. But supposedly a girl that's just your friend was in your home. I'm tired of dumb boy talk, of getting close. You say you want it too.
Beach Bunny, Good Girls. And just before that, we heard Soccer Mommy with Don't Ask Me. I really, really loved both songs. The second song was a little bit ironic, so if you heard some terms, yeah, a little bit of disclaimer. But yeah, it's a nice song because it's actually a little bit ironic, and sometimes you need a little bit of irony to criticize things in a good way without being rude or harm other people. And not only criticizing, but also bring a little bit of humor in it. That's what I like, or that's how I sometimes do criticism. Because you don't have to... Sometimes it's not healthy to take everything seriously, but yeah, humor helps me sometimes. But other people act differently, so depends on the person. But yeah, that's how I criticize some stuff. And yeah, I hoped you... I don't know why I talked about it actually, but yeah, that's all about our irony. But yeah, to come back to my today's theme, the International Women's Day, as well as the Women's History Day. But I will also want to tell you what else is going on today, because it's a tradition on my show and I can't miss what day is the day. I mean, it's a tradition on my show, and yeah, it's part of the show, so I would like to do that besides the International Women's Day and the Women's History Month. So today is International Rescue Cat Day, National Egg McMuffin Day, really funny, World Book Day, which I love because I love reading, and National Old Stuff Day, Dr. Seuss Day, and National Read Across America Day, National Banana Cream Pie Day, and yeah, that's it for today. I mean, some crazy days. I mean, National Old Stuff, very, very interesting, but which stick to me the most was the World Book Day, because I love reading and I could read all the time. I'm currently reading The Time Traveler's Wife. I can highly recommend that book. If you need book recommendations, I'm thinking about doing kind of a book show where I talk about different books if you're interested in that. I have to think about it if I should do it or not. But yeah, I think I will wait for some feedback about that, but I'm really interested in that because I love hearing about new books, and if you're interested in that too, you should definitely tune in someday. And I have a book that I would also would like to recommend, because on Tuesday I had this Speak Up show, which I couldn't host live because the mountain was closed, or not the mountain, but the building we're located in was closed, so I couldn't come up and had to do it from home, so I couldn't host it live. And I also had no time to talk about this amazing book, because I had an interview with Dr. Yabom Diplon Jackson, the VP of the People, Equity and Inclusion at Simon Fraser University, and she published two short stories and one book, and I can highly recommend every story of hers, because her book, Transformation After Trauma, The Power of Resonance, it's such a good book, and I will definitely order it for myself. I only read the description, but it sounds so good. So I can highly recommend it to you if you're interested in reading Transformation After Trauma, The Power of Resonance. You should definitely check out our archives on cdsf.ca. So the his book expands on the idea of transformation after trauma through the concept of resonance and provides practical guidance for accessing. Resonance is presented as a key to post-traumatic growth and transformation and is defined as the moment of awakening through personal stories that creates an opportunity for transformative learning. Because we were talking about powerful women and that women raise their voice, and she really inspired me during the interview because the interview was so great and she was so smart and had so much knowledge, and she impressed me really, really much. So that's why I wanted to talk about her book, because yeah, I didn't have the chance to really talk about her book on the Speak Up Show because I had this amazing interview with her and two songs she chose. So if you want to listen to that episode, you can also go on our website, cdsf.ca, and click on Speak Up and check out my last show on Tuesday. So that would be February 28th. Yeah, you can check that out if you want to listen. The podcast or the recorded show. And we're now at the end of the show. I just saw it here, and I'm so, so sad because I still have so much to talk about, and I could talk for hours, which is great. And I can see this transformation in myself, because when I started, I could barely speak for 5 minutes. And yeah, that's why it makes me so happy to see that in myself. And I'm really proud of that. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Coffee Time. Hope you had a good coffee or a tea or a water and enjoyed the music and my talk about the International Women's Day and the Women's History Month, because again, it's so, so important. Check out our website and also the other SFU websites, which I will link on our archives, and as well as our Instagram, where we will update you about different stuff that is going on. And if you're interested, please join the march. This is so, so important. I hope I can join the march on Sunday. Hopefully I can, because it's so, so important. And the more people that are participating, the more we can change something and the more we can make people aware of the issues that are still going on out in the world. So, 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 so important. And we should learn from our past to live in the present and to look in the future. And I want to play now the last song for today, or for my show today. It's called Doesn't Matter by Beanie. I actually found it yesterday, and it's such an amazing song. I would love to play it for you now. And yeah, that's the end of the show, and I hope you enjoyed it. My name is Vivian, and tune in next week from 1 to 2 p.m. or on Wednesday from 10 to 11 a.m. or on Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m. too, because there I will all host these shows. I'm out for now, and next is an open mic coming up as well. So please enjoy now my last song and then the open mic. What did I